Well, I probably should have checked the audio quality on the last one before I record this one, but I'm recording this one anyway. Hello, my friends. It is 5:30 in the morning, March 2nd, 2011. I'm leaving the sleep clinic. I went in for an overnight sleep study to try and figure out why in the heck my CPAP machine doesn't work anymore for me. Hi there, car. It was originally scheduled by the person I talked to just be a readjustment test, because they knew I needed a CPAP machine, they knew I had sleep apnea, and they knew, you know, that the machine I had wasn't working anymore. But for some reason, the test came back in as a full redo. So instead of it just being a one night, let's see if what kind of gear works best for him and what settings work best for him, they had to go through a whole 2-day process wherein they have to determine if I have sleep apnea and what level it is. Wasting my friggin' time. Means more days than I'm going to be sitting in bed not sleeping at night. And dragging myself through the day yesterday was absolutely ridiculous. Because I knew I had the sleep test coming. And they don't want you to have caffeine the day of the test. So I didn't have caffeine the day of the test. Now, this whole sleep apnea thing has been getting worse for me for the last few months. To the point where I've fallen back on caffeine to make it through the day. I didn't realize how much I was relying on caffeine to make it through the day until yesterday. It was such an absolute loss for the day yesterday. It was so hard to just concentrate on anything because I was so completely physically and mentally exhausted. Absolutely ridiculous. You have no idea how much I'm looking forward to Mountain Dew when I get home. It's unbelievable. And then, to top it all off, after I get done getting home, washing all the goop from the sensor glue off of me, trying to get a little more sleep to catch up on this fiasco of getting up at, oh my god, 1:00. Then, I still have to, trying to think how I want to get at home from this intersection here. I'm going this way, what the heck. Once I do all that, I still have to get home and then figure out how to rescue my car. Because on the way home from work yesterday, my car decided it didn't want to run anymore. I start the car, pump the gas, and the car rail comes right up to the left. The second I let go of the gas pedal, the car dies. Just done. No more noise, no more. Not trying to run or nothing. It just lay there like a lump. So, my car is currently sitting on the 5th floor of a parking structure in downtown Ann Arbor, and I need to figure out how to get it fixed. Or at least towed, because I don't even know how I'm going to get a tow truck in there. I'll just get out, push the car down 5 flights of ramps. Which I could probably do. And I found out that I can get the car to coast down the entire parking structure if there's no one in my way. Down all 5 floors of ramps. But I now have to find a gas station and finish this up because we're coming up on 5 minutes already. So, I don't know. It's too early for me to be thinking about recording stuff. I don't know why I'm doing this. And I hope this doesn't sound like garbage with the road noise and the wind and all, but I'll actually listen to it before I shoot it out this time. So, until next time, this has been Jim. This has been Hello from Michigan, a very dark and cold 5:30 in the morning. Holy crap, Michigan. And I will speak at you later.